Ocean Breeze by Michael Stewart. A new world streamed in a skirl of song, in the hum of the tidal loom, the braiding of the wind in the wave, in a kiss. All dissolved in the sift of brine, the caress of breath. Release all else. No more schemes, no more death. Only dreaming our soft and woven selves. Only ever this. This poetic fragment was inspired by Astrida Nimanis, a Latvian native and now a lecturer at Sydney University, who has coined the beguiling term hydrofeminism. She proposes that our responses to the world should be more in accord with the nature of water. How we imagine ourselves and our relation to the environments that sustain us needs to be more fluid and adaptive, more dynamic, less wedded to rigid categories of thought, and less bound to a language of hard noun definitions. She says, "We are all bodies of water. We flow through the planet as the planet flows through us. As watery, we experience ourselves less as isolated entities, more as oceanic eddies. The space between ourselves and our others is at once distant as the primeval sea, yet closer than our own skin. Water is between bodies, but of bodies, before us and beyond us, yet also very presently this body too. Water entangles our body in relations of gift, debt, theft, complicity, differentiation." Nimanis invites us to inquire then what it might imply for us to become ourselves as bodies of water. Ebbing, fluvial, dripping, coursing, traversing time and space, pooling as both matter and meaning. How does this transfigure our relations to those forms of life, mineral, vegetal, animal or human, we interpret as other, even as we are embedded in their fields of connection, and they in ours?